Okay. All right. So, Kathy, I believe you're our operator today?
Yes, I am.
Okie dokie. Well, just so everyone could hear your lovely voice, do you mind letting everyone that's on our call-in day today, and if you are brand new to call-in days, or you're someone that's been on like 20 of them but still can't figure out what these things actually are, a call-in day is where you basically call in just like you've done, and so if you're hearing my voice right now, you have called in. That's step one. The second thing is to, step two, is to ask a question related to any area where you need direction, confidence, or capabilities in your cleaning business, in the area of marketing or building your business, or, you know, any weird things. As long as it seems to be useful and applicable to everyone listening, we will spend time discussing it. All you need to do is press *0, and Kathy will take your name and put you in the queue, and then you can ask myself or Lisa Wagner anything that you would like. And if you have a success story or something you're doing right now that's a good idea for the holidays, please press *0 and let us know what that is, and we'll go from there. So that's it, right, Kathy? Anything else you want to say?
Nope, you got it all.
Okay. Lisa, all right, so you were saying about yesterday's coaching call that we did.
Yeah, which the topic was speeding up your slow season. And you did a follow-up video, which is posted up on richcleanerblog.com, which talked a little bit about some of the specific strategies we talked on the coaching call yesterday about. Those of you that are gold members and platinum members, if you were not on yesterday's call, the replay should be going up today on Prana Central so that you can listen to it up there. Otherwise, everybody else who's not gold or platinum, that video touches on some good strategies for the slow season. And I'm sure we're going to get some questions today on that as well, because some people are getting a little slower this time of year because of weather, sometimes due to economy or holidays. I know we get a rush in between Thanksgiving and Christmas just for everybody getting their home ready before they're having people over to visit. But we did have a couple questions posted these last couple days on AskJoePolish.com, and you've been answering some of those questions on the RichCleanerBlog.com site in depth. So if anyone...
Yeah, via video.
Yeah. So, and there's been some really good marketing nuggets on there. So if you guys haven't been on there yet, make sure to go over there regularly, because we're new content's going up there just about every other day. So one of the questions that popped up this morning in my email was from a member named Steve, and he wrote, "Hey, Joe, our slow season is right around the corner in January. Any suggestions on how to prepare? I've been using the three-step letter with great success, and I have some big pink flyers in production now. Do you think this kind of marketing works in the slow seasons as well, or should I be attacking from a different front? Any suggestions will help." And we talked about this in depth yesterday on the coaching call. Jeremy Shambaugh, in particular, was talking about how what he does is he enhances all of his strategies, his pink flyers, his five arounds, which technically he's sending to hundreds of people in a neighborhood, so it's not really five around. He's just taking the five around piece and doing a reverse directory and sending it to a neighborhood. And essentially he's taking the campaigns that work in the busy seasons and just doubling the efforts in order to keep the slow season busy. And so I wanted to see if you had any other suggestions on that.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you're going to use any sort of campaign or promotion, if you make it applicable to the season, to the any holiday-related campaigns, use the heck out of testimonials. You know, marketing, it's like saying, will a plane fly in winter versus summer? Yeah, but there might be different weather situations that cause you to have to adjust the way you fly the plane. But for the most part, 90% of it's going to be the same with other adjustments on how you do it. So, for instance, what I would recommend, I would like everyone to go, since you mentioned it, Lisa, to Rich Cleaner Blog and watch the video that I shot. We actually, I did one on Thanksgiving promotions and campaigns, and last I checked, it's now over 600 people have viewed that video, which is good. And the Dean Jackson video that I did a 90-minute, very professionally done in a studio video with Dean Jackson about all kinds of different marketing things. So I would really like you guys to go online and just watch the stuff. And after we did the call-in day yesterday, one of the things that we shared, we talked about Richard Carpenter's promotions, because Richard is a Platinum member, just writes some great copy. And the opening to his letters basically speak to the current situations in the economy. And I have one of his letters in front of me. I'll go ahead and read the headline again. It says, "Wouldn't you love to have like new carpet, tile, or stone at a mere fraction of the price and without the hassle of replacement?" And then the letter, now the purpose of a headline is to get someone to read the next, you know, opening. And the purpose of the first sentence is to get someone to read the second sentence. And that's the whole flow that you go through when you're using compelling sales copy. You know, John Carlton and other copywriters refer to it as a slippery slide. You just want to keep people going down the slide. And so if you're going to use a pink flyer, if you're going to use any sort of promotions, I mean, test it the way it is. And if you want to test a different headline against it, you can do that. For instance, Richard's opening paragraph on his letter says, "Hi, my name is Richard Carpenter, owner of Ultra Steam Professional Cleaning, and I know times are a little tough right now. Maybe you've been eyeing the dirty carpet in the family room or the grimy tile and grout lines in the kitchen, planning to replace it soon, only to find there's less money left over than you expected, or shuddering at the thought of moving everything out and turning your life upside down. Well, I have an alternative that will save you money and help out some less fortunate people here in our community this year." And his offer is actually, I'll go down to the bottom where the offer says, "During the 2008 holiday season, I'll give you 100 square feet of carpet cleaning and no charge, just to show you the amazing quality of our work. I'll even scotch guard it for free, making it a $57 value. I ask only that you donate at least $25 to Advocacy for La Plata," if I'm saying that right, "a program of the Women's Resource Center that helps at-risk families weather out turbulent economy with parenting support groups, life skill classes, and help locating affordable housing, food, and community resources. If you love our work, then we'll be happy to make up the make the rest of your house look just as good." So he's actually segued in something that specifically speaks to the current recession and people thinking about, instead of replacing, making it look as good as possible, like new again, and simultaneously weaving in a donation to a charity. So it's just a very smart way to tweak your marketing. But for the most part, the rest of the letters is very compelling copy, and you could change the headline, you can use the intro. And so the reason that I'm sharing this is that, just think formulaic. You know, how do you take the basic parts that work, free room of carpet cleaning and a carpet audit, and test any different headlines, test any different openings, any specific different offers, and those are just things that I'd recommend you do. But out of my 105 strategies manual in the chapter How to Beat the Slow Season, you know, the three things that I emphasize are: double whatever marketing method is making the most money, the ones that you can double. And then the second part is emphasize referrals even more from your own existing clients. And then the third thing is send a letter to all your clients who haven't gotten their carpets cleaned in over 12 months and send the I Miss You letter. And so, you know, on Rich Cleaner blog, the one video that's got over 600 views, I show an example of a certificate that was left at my home yesterday by the house cleaning company that I use, which is the Cleaning Authority. They're a franchise, and they clean my house once a week.
Is that because you have 14 cats?
No, it's just because I like really clean homes. I have no pets. Well, what's the whole thing that Dan Sullivan says is, you know, never own anything that eats while you sleep?
Right.
I don't know if cats eat that much unless you leave, you know, food out for them, but it's really like a pony. His father told him when he asked for a pony when he was a little kid, and his father said, "Dan, never own anything that eats while you sleep." So, you know, I try to, anyway, I don't think that's going
to
go over really well.
Try to live by that. We had yesterday also Ron Osborne and Jeremy Shambaugh talk about
utilizing. Hey, can I finish my thing now?
Okay.
So I have, see how vicious Lisa is. my house cleaning company actually left a certificate that says introducing gift certificates from the cleaning authority. Call the phone number today to order yours. The perfect gift for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Mother and Father's Day, and more. So they, you know, kind of hit all the different ways to plant a seed in everyone's head that maybe you could give gift certificates to your friends for the holidays. So the point behind it is, so I recorded this video, and we got some really good comments from people about it, and I posted it on the bulletin boards, and the point that I started thinking about this more, and I might even do another video on this, but basically, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up this week. Email everybody, today, tomorrow, that's a vendor, that is a client of yours, wish them a happy Thanksgiving. With the holidays coming up, really, you know, give them a free room of carpet cleaning, send a certificate to your clients, just put it out there. Every job that you do, put it out there, and ask any of your joint venture partners that if they'd like to give a gift to all of their clients. If you're working with a real estate agent, with a dry cleaner, with a carpet retailer, with an interior designer, you know, with any sort of service company that's recommending or promoting your services to other people, a printing company that you get printing from, any sort of person that you have that's in your sphere of influence, that you have a good relationship with, offer to give a free room of carpet cleaning as a gift to any of their clients, and agree to even mail it for them if you'd like. And you can go to my 105 Strategies manual, you can go to Piranha Central and look at all kinds of different campaigns and promotions, and use this as an opportunity to double up or triple up or 10 times up your intensity with your marketing. Then you'll give yourself the highest possibility of not having a slow season, while simultaneously leveraging the relationships you have, while simultaneously giving a gift to all of them, which will instill more reciprocity, which will solve a lot of their problems of what should I give away to people. And it's just a real win-win situation. I mean, believe me, we're taking things like Genius Network interviews and things like that that will be helpful, and we're sharing them with people. And if any of you need something that you want to give to clients, I mean, you're all clients of mine, and I want to practice what I preach here as much as I can. And if any of you want to take any of our electronic interviews that we've done and use them as a certificate to give to other entrepreneurial friends of yours, I mean, why would I say no to that? Because it just creates exposure for Piranha Marketing. Well, the same thing in your own company. You know, do everything that you can in order to give a gift, give thanks, get exposure, and get business for all the things you're doing. So, okay, Lisa, go ahead with what you're going to say.
Well, I was going to point out also that Ron and Jeremy yesterday had talked a bit about the client newsletter being one of their staple strategies throughout the year, but that during the slower seasons, they add the additional oversized postcard of the insert offer just so that they're hitting them twice a month rather than once a month, and that again boosts. It's doing exactly what you said, which is what's working right now, and double what you're doing.
Right, right. And, you know, I mean, I would not even say it's too much to send a, most people do celebrate the holidays, and to send, you know, a Christmas postcard or a card even once a week just thanking people and just being, you know, sincere and just dripping on them. I mean, most people are not only not going to get offended by that much communication, most people will be like, wow. I mean, no other company's doing this sort of stuff. So having said that, Lisa, now that I've put that out there, why don't we do that with all our members?
Write to them every single day?
Yes, every day. Let's do it twice a day. Let's make sure that they get packages of apples and
the morning and the afternoon, and we could say we missed you while we were sleeping.
We'll spend more money sending stuff to our clients than we can bring in. Let's do that. Put it out there. Get it out there. Speed up how quickly we can go out of business. All right, so Kathy, do we have any questions from anyone?
Yes, we do. Our first question is from Roy. Roy, go ahead and state your question.
Hello, Roy.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
This is Roy from Clean for You over in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And I watched a Dean Jackson interview out there today, and I watched your other video. And we've got, what I'm wondering is with the slow season in Ohio coming up here in January and February, what else can we do? And one of the things that I've seen mentioned in the guide that we got there at the Rich Cleaner Conference that you passed out is about lists. And I guess my question is really on lists. Right before we went to Rich Cleaner, we sent out the I Miss You letter to the people that hadn't done business with us in the last 12 months, and we got great response off of that, booked about 7 or 8 jobs. We got back from Rich Cleaner, got those done. This will be our first month that we're getting ready to send out the December newsletter. So my next question would be is, like, you know, where else could I generate some sales, you know, after Christmas time or maybe even before Christmas time? And I was looking at the list of particular clients, like, you know, maybe a list of $200,000 homes and up, or people that make over a certain amount of income. Is that something you'd recommend, or is there something that would be more powerful at this point to do? I mean, I've been listening to all the calls and stuff, and that was kind of my question on what would be powerful to do here in Ohio, where January and February is really your downtime.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to get a hold of. Well, let me kind of go through some of the fundamentals of lists. The very best list that you'll probably ever mail to is your own existing client list. And you're mailing newsletters every month to your clients?
Well, December will be the first one. We used to have our own homemade newsletter. When we signed up for Rich Cleaner, we didn't do October and November, so this will be the first time we're using your newsletter. And it's going to go out probably tomorrow.
Excellent. And the reason I bring that up is not just because I want you mailing my newsletter. It would make me very happy if every one of our members mails my newsletter, mainly because I like getting paid to send out a newsletter to everyone, and it's really just my capitalistic greed that causes that marketing campaign. And by the way, I'm being funny here. Before I tell someone what to do with mailing lists, I want to make sure that they're not neglecting their existing clients, because there's no reason to go out and try to find other people if you got a pot of gold sitting there that you just simply need to start mining. So if you're mailing your existing list, then the next best list that you could go to is the prospect list, people that have inquired about your services but haven't bought yet. Some people generate leads and they keep a follow-up system with them. Most service businesses don't. I don't know where you're at in your business. The third list that you can go to is an endorsed list of people that are a sphere of influence. So, Rob, it's Rob, correct?
It's Roy.
Roy, I'm sorry, Roy. Next time you see me in person, just fire like a penny at me or something for not saying your name right. Do you have any joint ventures currently that are mailing for you, emailing for you, doing any sort of outward campaigns like dry cleaners or carpet retailers or anything?
No, Joe, I'll tell you, this was the first conference, the Rich Cleaner Conference, and we immediately signed up for Platinum, and I'm kind of a little overwhelmed at this point. I'm trying to utilize everything I can, and one of the things I'm talking to is a local dry cleaner, and I'm talking to two different real estate agents. So I'm pulling the things off of Piranha Central, revamping them, adding our logos, changing the numbers, and so I've got that almost ready to go back to them. I've approached, like I say, those three prospects. I haven't got a chance to hit any of the carpet stores or anything like that yet, but that was kind of my next place to go.
Okay. Well, what I would do, aside from doing a direct marketing campaign to homeowners that live in a certain area, make part of your follow-up mailings to people that you want endorsing you. I mean, sending a newsletter to people that even, say, for instance, you're not even going to go visit a carpet retailer for, you know, the next 2 months, but you go through the phone book or you go through, you know, you do a Google search and you find every company that could be a potential endorser of your services, you know, put them on your newsletter list. so you're dripping on them. So by the time you end up going and speaking with them or attempting to establish a relationship, you can say, I've been mailing you my newsletter for the last couple of months. Did you happen to get it? And they're like, oh, yeah, or no, I haven't. But, you know, the mere fact that you've put them on the list is good. So here's what I'm going to suggest, Roy, and I'll give you some ideas on mailing lists, but I'm going to give you everyone grab a piece of paper. I'm going to give you a link to access a Genius Network interview without having to pay for it, so you can give yourself a really good foundational understanding on mailing lists. It's the interview I did with Michael Fishman, spelled F-I-S-H-M-A-N, like fish man. And Michael Fishman, he's one of the top list brokers in the world, and the interview I did with him is called The Importance of Finding the Right List. And I ask him all kinds of questions about mailing lists, things that you would want to know and that all of our members would want to know. And so to access the interview, go to geniusnetwork.com/Michael Fishman, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-F-I-S-H-M-A-N. And then it's going to ask you to type in a username and a password. And the username is all one word, lowercase, right list, R-I-G-H-T-L-I-S-T, right list. And the password is importance, I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-C-E. And basically, if you would like to contact the company that Michael works for and have them help you with sourcing a mailing list in Ohio or giving you a recommendation, then you can go to specialist, with an S, specialist MS, as in specialistmarketingservices.com, specialistms.com, or their phone number is 201-865-5800, 201-865-5800. And Michael Fishman, you know, don't contact him unless you're prepared to do a big list, because he deals with people in the millions at times. I mean, he works for some of the top mailers, but I have a great relationship with him, and he's happy to point you in the direction of people in the company that can help you, and his extension is 2103. But so, you got all that, Roy?
Yes, that was
okay.
Great.
So what you would want to do once you've secured a list is you want to do a test mailing of, you know, bare minimum of, you know, 500 or so to, you know, a couple thousand, and use the three-step letter. That would be the first campaign that I would do. It just simply requires you to get a neighbor that will lend their name in the form of a testimonial for the letter, and then, you know, go ahead and test it.
I was going to point out also another thing to look at, Roy, is utilizing the pink flyer. And if you go on to Piranha Central, and there's and this is for all members that are on the line that have access to Piranha Central, there is a tab on there that's entitled ELF 123, and it's the part of the site where I've kind of laid out some of the foundational strategies, and we've gone really deep with them. And the one in particular with the pink flyer, we had an outstanding call with some of the implementers in the Platinum Group, some of their team members, and some of the finalists from past contests. Go on, and we literally went through the how-to of implementing that flyer and what each of them have done in different ways to maximize the response. And so you got a lot of different perspectives and ideas on how to make that pink flyer campaign even better than it already is. And so all that stuff's laid out there really clearly, and all the files are referenced so that you can download those and customize them and use them for yourself.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the other thing, Roy, too, which you may have heard me give out this advice before, and I always do, because it's one of those things. To hear it is one thing, but to actually do it is a whole other thing. If you can block an hour or so to go to your local library and just talk with the reference librarian about lists that are available, reference librarians have gone to school to figure out how to find things. And in the local library and online, there is an enormous amount of resources where you can get free mailing lists, where you can download things, where you can find information about people in your particular area. And if you go to the library and you just explain to a reference librarian that you own a local carpet cleaning business and you want to do some things to start mailing letters and offers and promotions to people in particular areas that fit a criteria, and then, you know, have her show you, how do I find people in certain neighborhoods with certain income levels? And she'll show you. If you say, how do I find people that subscribe to, you know, magazines about pets, people that own pets? How do I find mothers that are currently pregnant that subscribe to a magazine for, you know, new babies? How do I find people that are recently engaged and have, you know, been put on a list for, you know, bridal stuff? And you'd be surprised how, like, there's no privacy in America. You can find all kinds of stuff. And, you know, if the reference librarian doesn't go really deep with you, have them show you how to use the SRDS list, which is Standard Rate and Data Service. And there's SRDS books that are there in the library that have listings of all the different magazines that sell their list. And, you know, more so the reason to do it, most people in a service business aren't going to go that deep into learning about mailing lists. The reason to do it, though, is it will give you a perspective that you won't get any other way about how to use all of this marketing that you're learning through Piranha Marketing, because half of the battle in marketing is getting the right message. The other half of the battle is getting that message to the right person, the right list. And so that's why your own existing clients are the best people to keep mailing any sort of offers to, because they're your own clients. They've done business with you, or people that have been endorsed or inquired. And then when you're going out to people that don't know you whatsoever, the more that you can understand how much information is available based on where you're geographically servicing people, what sort of interest levels that your clients, you know, have, it's just going to simply help you with designing all of the marketing that you do, because all of this marketing is about psychology. And a reference librarian, you know, an hour in the library will do wonders for giving you a lot of understanding of just what the possibilities are with lists. So is there any other questions that you would have related to this, or did that help answer your question?
No, I think that's been great, Joe. I've had a couple. It was funny because today on the way home, I had a list broker call me, and I was talking with them a little bit. It's Pulp Directories, which I think is nationwide, and that would just be my question is, you know, do you recommend any other than Michael? And I think you kind of answered that you've got a great relationship with him.
Yeah, well, and here's the deal, though. Just basic compiled list of what people live in a particular area, and, you know, how much income they make. I mean, you can get that from InfoUSA. You can get that from, like, hundreds of different places. You know, InfoUSA is one of the largest. They're everywhere. You know, they'll even give you a InfoUSA's direct mail list guide for dummies. I mean, they even did a joint, they're so large that they did a joint venture with the dummies books, and they actually created, you know, which is the equivalent of a consumer awareness guide on list for InfoUSA. I mean, it's totally slanted towards using them, but it's really good information. So, yeah, you can talk to that list broker that contacted you, and you also can simply write up an email of what it is you're looking for, do a search on Google for mailing list companies, and shoot an email out to all of them and see who gives you the best price and the guarantee of how many Nixies, you know, meaning how clean is the list. You know, the things that are important on the list are obviously accurate information and recency. You know, how recently have they cleaned that list? Where are they pulling the information from? And that is, yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't spend an enormous amount of time trying to figure out who's going to give you the absolute best deal. Just find a really good list broker that you can work with if you're going to buy lists on a regular basis. And they, you know, if they really want to do business with you long term, not only will they give you a good price, but they'll educate you on what to use and how you're going to use it. They'll ask you questions. They won't just be trying to, you know, get you to buy lists. So you know, just think it through of what you're looking for. And, yeah, just go out and do that. And I guarantee you, if you can go to a library and spend, you know, an hour with a reference librarian, it'll be time really, really well spent. So, yeah, and listen to my interview with Michael and then call him up.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Thanks. And I'm out on Piranha Central right now looking at the pink flyer strategy, and that's one of the things we haven't implemented yet. I do have the Easy Sitemaster website up and running. I've got the pre-recorded message now here in the last couple weeks, so I think I'll start with the pink flyer strategy and then worry about lists maybe after I send some of that out. But the knowledge has been great. So
listen to
that
recording up in the top left corner on that page of the pink flyer. There's the 47-minute training call, which was exactly what I said, that we went into the how-to, all the specific details, all the questions you could possibly have.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up any more of the other members' time, but one quick question is, I've got my Ethical Services account up and running, and where do I send the form that I pulled off Piranha Central to fill out for the Ethical Service referrals or testimonials?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Isn't that on there, or shouldn't that be on that list, Lisa?
Well, I thought it was all done electronically, but I will have Gina or Rochelle pop on and answer that question. So I'm going to pop off and grab one of them.
Or if you could just email Gina at joepolish.com, and then Lisa, you won't need to hop off the call. And we'll make sure we fix that for everyone if it's not clear what to do when you download
okay.
it. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
a lot, Roy. And, yeah, and the last thing I'll say also is everyone that's listening, if you have any questions about this stuff as follow-up over and above the call-in days, the reason we have Piranha Central is so that you can continue to talk with the community, talk with the members, get questions answered, share success stories. So please, you know, use Piranha Central, and if you watch any of the videos or anything at Rich Cleaner Blog and you have comments, please post them there, because a lot of what I'll do on Rich Cleaner Blog, a lot of what we'll do with Piranha Central and a lot of what we're just going to do for all our members has everything to do with the feedback that we get from everyone. Okay, Kathy, who's the next question?
Okay, our next question is from Casey. Casey, go ahead and state your question.
Hello, Casey.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Is this Casey
Holland
from Australia?
From Australia here.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, Craig, my husband, does pre-book clients anywhere between 6 months and 1 year ahead. By giving them spotter bottles and things like that, and we get a good percentage of people who agree to that. But when the timing comes around for them to get their second clean, a lot of them are backing out and not actually getting it done. Is there any way that we can improve that you can suggest anyway?
Yeah, how much of a percentage of no-shows are you having or people not following through with doing the job?
About 50%.
50%, okay. Well, I guess what you'll have to do is look at what you've done in the past versus what you can now do in the future. And so I'll give you some suggestions on just, you know, basic ways to keep and sustain retention and follow through. And part of that has to do with after you are done with the job, there's some things that I'd recommend that you do, and this will sound like it's not necessarily specific answering the question, but it's setting the stage so that you have a client that is compliant. Now, are you collecting testimonials from all of your clients at the end of every job?
Everyone who'll give us one, yes.
Okay, good. And are you asking for referrals?
Yes.
Okay, good. So do all those things, and the reason that I bring that up for people that are wondering what the heck does this have to do with getting someone to do business with you a year out or 6 months out or whatever, is when people give you a testimonial, they're validating to themselves and to you that you're good. When they give you a referral, they're doing the same thing. They're actually telling other people about you. Now, of course, you're not going to get everyone, but the ones that you do get, you solidify and strengthen the value that they get from doing business with you because you're using a mechanism to validate it for them. Send them a newsletter every month so that you're in constant contact with them. And then up to the period of time before the next cleaning, how are you communicating to them? So say, for instance, Craig schedules a cleaning for, you know, November 1st, 2009. Walk me through what happens with that client between now and a year from now.
So they are getting our newsletters. At 6 months, we send out to all of our clients a six-month offer.
Uh-huh.
And at 12 months, we do exactly the same thing. We send out a 12-month letter. What else do we do? And then the pre-bookers get a phone call about 2 or 3 weeks before they were going to be booked in to remind them of their clean, and that's usually when they pull out and say, not now. Anything else? Oh, we're starting to send emails to all of our clients. Some just saying the newsletter's coming, others just a random story about what's happening in our life just to keep them, relationship building. Anything else? That's probably about it.
Okay. So when you're calling them on the phone call beforehand, that's when they're backing out?
Yes.
Okay. So a couple things. You can start collecting a deposit in advance, which will give them, you know, say, for instance, you collect a $25 deposit, but it's really worth $50 down the road, so that you'll take, you know, you'll secure the time period for them. Now, not all people are going to go for that, but mm-hmm. if you actually do that, you know, it literally gives them a $50 credit towards their next cleaning. That's one way you could do it, or you simply could do a, you know, put down a $25 deposit and, you know, it's credited towards the next cleaning that you do a year from now, and make sure it locks in the current price or whatever incentive that you want to give. It could be a financial incentive, or it could be we're going to give you a bottle of spotter, and because you're pre-booking your job a year in advance, you know, we're going to, you know, take a small deposit for this, but any time between now and your job, because you've booked a year in advance and put down a deposit, if you ever get an emergency spot or spill, we'll come out and do one service for you if you ever have an emergency, just so they feel that they're buying some sort of insurance. Does that make sense?
Yep.
You know, very similar to where you buy a, you know, a computer or a mobile phone or a, you know, inkjet printer or whatever, and you're buying the extended warranty. You're paying a small fee, but you're doing it just in case. So you could apply that sort of psychology and that sort of positioning for the next year's job. That's one thing you can do. The other thing you can do is simply bond with the people and be as chummy as humanly possible with them. And how much is your average job?
About $250.
Here's what I would do, personally. If you're getting a 50% dropout rate, I would test this. I mean, try variations of this. You guys live in Australia?
Yep.
Okay, so they don't have movies over there, do they?
They don't have what?
Movies.
Movies, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys, the only form of entertainment in Australia is you got to go watch, like, kangaroos and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I'm kidding, by the way. I'm being a smartass here. Where do you actually live in Australia?
Rockhampton.
Where does that
it's
by?
Halfway down the east coast.
Okay, I've been to Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, and Auckland, and the Gold Coast. I actually went scuba diving in the Gold Coast.
It's about 2 hours north of Brisbane.
Okay, cool. What I would test is something like this. Because I've done so many different things, and by the way, this would be an example of someone out there has a really unique or powerful proven way that they have tried different things, and they have the best how to make sure people re-clean. Press *0 and share what you can with us here, and that'll be helpful to hear what someone else is doing. But I would actually send movie tickets to the people like 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever before the cleaning that they have scheduled, or, and say, you know, dear John, we're going to be seeing you in, you know, 3 weeks on the date that we scheduled for your next cleaning. Really looking forward to it. In the meantime, I want you to enjoy a movie on us, and I've included 2 movie tickets at the, you know, you can attach them to the top of the letter. It could say, dear, you know, Mrs. Jones, this is, you know, your wonderful carpet cleaning company, and wanted to let you know that we'll be seeing you for your pre-scheduled cleaning on so-and-so date. In the meantime, we wanted to, you know, just say thank you for doing business with us, and I've attached 2 movie tickets to the top of this letter. You know, go ahead and enjoy them, and we'll see you in 3 weeks. If anything comes up, please give us a call. In the meantime, in order to make the most out of your cleaning, I've included some recommendations on how to make sure your cleaning goes really smoothly, and then you could have a list of things to do, like make sure the pets are out of the way, and you know, the pre-confirmation letter that's in my 105 strategies manual, or you can also find examples on Piranha Central. I would include that, and that's what I would do.
Okay, so don't call them beforehand.
No, do everything you're currently doing, and on top of it, add that, add the element of sending. And the reason is this: when you give someone a gift, like sending a movie tickets, and your average job is $250, and it's going to cost you, you know, I don't know what movies are in Australia, but, you know, I would just test it, because it may take your, you know, it may take your reschedule. Are they rescheduling or just flat out canceling?
It's canceling.
And they're not rebooking?
No.
Yeah, so I would use a little bit of reciprocity so that you can basically create an obligation for them to do business with you, because most of the time it's either, I mean, are they unhappy with the service that happened before, or what?
Usually, a lot of their excuses are, you know, they don't have the money, or something's come up and they can't reschedule at the time. They're not saying anything else.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, here also is a couple of other things that you can do. I mean, you see how I use flip videos at the conference, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I would take a picture and a video of their carpet when, you know, Craig's out there cleaning, and store it in their database. And when it comes time to clean their carpets, you know, you have a before and you have an after picture of their carpet, and send them an email that says, you know, looking forward to seeing you on whatever date it is, and, you know, here's what your carpet looked like before and after we cleaned it, and looking forward to making it look beautiful again, you know, and just do things like that. And, you know, constantly just remind them of, you know, you want to resell people on why, you know, they're doing business with you. A lot of times, you're going to use the same sort of selling techniques to get someone to do business with you again and to keep the scheduled job as you will, you know, trying to get them to do business with you in the first place. So that's one method. Another is use things like attaching, you know, in America, I would say to people listening, something as simple as put a dollar bill on the top of a letter. Before you go out to do the cleaning, you send them a letter that says, you know, dear friend, as you can see, I've attached a $1 bill to the top of this letter. I've done this for 2 reasons. One, I needed a way to get your attention and to remind you that, you know, on so-and-so date, we're going to be doing the next cleaning that we scheduled last time that we saw you. And reason number two is because you scheduled a year in advance, you're going to be receiving these benefits, and that could be no increase in price. It could be, you know, you just go through a whole list of all the things that your service includes. And just that sort of emotional impact is what you want to create, and then people, it makes it much harder for someone to, you know, cancel when you've done something is like that. So does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa, anything you want to say, anything clever that you do?
Well, you know, for setting up appointments, I always send a thank you card for setting up the appointment. So the personal touch always makes a huge difference. I like the idea of adding a gift because it adds the element of reciprocity.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, reciprocity is, and also too, carpet cleaning is a real easy, you know, there's a thousand other things that a person could spend their time doing that's more exciting and enticing than carpet cleaning. So you want to remind them that this is not just make your carpet look better, there's health benefits to it, you want to have a clean home. I mean, remind them. See, let me go back, because I had walked to my computer when I had given Michael Fishman's Genius Network interview out. But one of the things on Richard Carpenter's letter, which I talked about yesterday on the coaching call, let me see if I can find this letter. You know, just the picture that he paints in the person's mind. Hi, my name is Richard Carpenter, owner of Ultrasteam Professional Cleaning. I know times are a little rough right now. Maybe you've been eyeing the dirty carpet in the family room or the grimy tile and grout lines in the kitchen, planning to replace it soon, only to find there's less money left over than you expected, or shudder at the thought of moving everything out and turning your life upside down. I mean, what he did is he painted a picture in the mind of the client. So if you're going to use this as a time to clean your carpet again, it could be something that, you know, dear Mrs. Jones, it's been a year since we've cleaned your carpet. You know, maybe you've been looking at the dirty carpet in the family room, or, you know, maybe there's you're feeling it's a little unhealthy, and you're just looking forward to the cleaning, and we just want to remind you that that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to come over to your home, and we're going to make it look like brand, you know, like new again, and make it fresh and clean smelling and awesome like it was before. So really looking forward to, you know, seeing you on so-and-so date. You know, just remind them of the benefit of you coming over, because the reason someone will say no is because they just don't have a value that is high enough for them to keep the scheduled appointment. And so your job is to resell them, even if you have to use guilt and emotional copy and reciprocity and any other trigger that you could in order to, you know, get them to do business with you. And then the last thing I'll say is at the Rich Cleaner Conference, the Joe Sugarman Triggers book that I handed out to everyone for a donation to the autism walk that my team did, read that, you know, go through that. And it's filled with all kinds of ways to psychologically engage people using Joe Sugarman's triggers. So that's it. And what time is it in Australia right now?
10 o'clock in the morning.
10 in the morning? Man, you got the whole day ahead of you.
On Wednesday morning.
Well, okay. Well, I guess you don't, because it's not Wednesday. You know, the thing that always freaked me out the most when I went to Australia is when you flush the toilet, because I did that all day long. Yeah, it goes in the other direction because of the hemisphere.
It goes up instead of down?
No, I don't. No. It circulates the other direction.
I was just kidding.
So, yeah, Lisa. And I'm not that bright here, so you can say things and, you know, sound like an idiot. But, you know, I mean, if you've never been to Australia, then that's the first thing you got to do as soon as you get off the plane.
Flush the toilet.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys at the Platinum meeting, right?
Yeah,
we've booked our tickets.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. And you know, I also want to congratulate you guys too, because there are so many people here that are like, oh, I can't come to Platinum. I live in Tucson. You know, I don't want to travel. Or, you know, I mean, but you guys, how long of a flight is it in order to come over to America?
We have a direct flight, so from Brisbane to Los Angeles is 12 and a half hours.
Okay, and then you hop. Yeah, so I mean, but you're taking a significant amount of time. But that's why people that literally, it's funny, the people that seem to travel the most tend to put the most effort and energy into what it is that we do at Platinum. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing how much we can help you grow your company in the next year. So
awesome.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Thank you guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, Kathy, who else do we got?
Okay, our next question is from David. David, go ahead and state your question.
Is this the right David, since there's two Davids?
Well, I don't know. Whoever's talking, we'll take you.
Okay, yeah, David. Yeah, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
All right. Just a quick question. I've been listening off and on. It's just real busy over here. It's kind of a zoo. But
in your house, or are you at the mall?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. It's my daughters want to go to the mall. That's a whole other thing. But,
yeah.
So basically, it's house/office, if you want to call it that.
Gotcha.
But my question is that I heard earlier, and I didn't get to hear the responses, but January, February, March is always my slow period. The weather over here is kind of cold, but yet people, you know, could, in other words, carpet cleaning can still be done without a problem. Right, typically, with the way it looks, December, I'm going to be very, very busy. So my question was, I still haven't gotten to do a newsletter or flyer or anything. So should I first send a newsletter to my clients, or should I first send the flyer to prospects for next year?
Well, here's what I would do. I would take every one of your clients that have not done business with you in a year or longer, and I would send them an offer for a free room of carpet cleaning and a carpet audit. Use the I Miss You letter out of my 105 Strategies manual, or go on Piranha Central and download one of the letters. So I would send that out to people that are a year or longer simply because it's a more powerful offer. A newsletter is a bonding monthly communication, remind them that you're in existence, never make them have to go look elsewhere to find you because you're actively taking the role of making sure that you're going to them, not them having to find you. But a specific offer that's an irresistible offer that is, you know, selling your services is going to do more to, if you've never mailed any promotion to your clients, the real answer is to do both. Mail a newsletter to everyone and also mail a sales letter to everyone that has not done business with you in a year or longer. That's the first thing to do. And then go to prospects.
Yeah, because I'm not really worried about December. December's going to take care of itself. But
yeah.
I do want to set myself up for the other 3 months to make sure that I've got more than enough work. And a lot of avenues have really opened up for me, and I've been extremely busy. I wish I could divide myself in 10, but I can't.
Hey, we all live in the same 24-hour time period as everyone else. It's always a constant challenge as an entrepreneur to, you know, set up the rituals and the habits and things, you know, to get you there. Are you part of Platinum or Gold?
Yeah, I remember I joined the Platinum. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been going through the Wake Up Productive course that I literally got my buddy Evan Pagan to gift to everyone?
Joe, it's been that big. No, I believe it or not, I just barely got my email straightened out, so I barely started getting on the email itself. And,
yeah. No, believe me, I understand. I mean,
yeah.
What is
the Wake Up Productive thing about?
Okay, for everyone that joined Platinum, it's literally the best time management / productivity training that I've seen put together in years.
I need that. Okay.
Yeah, and you literally get it as part of the thing because you probably heard me talk about it at the Rich Cleaner Conference, but my buddy Eben put together an online training module, and it's literally a 12-week program that promises to make you twice as productive as you are right now. And I've gone through the whole thing, and it's awesome. I mean, I'm still incorporating some of the rituals, but it's really good. The whole premise is start the morning so you set yourself off strong. You know, don't check your email in the morning. Do something in the morning where you're literally identifying. You know, it first starts with, in most people's case, if they can organize their day around it, where you do some form of exercise, you do something to keep you strong physically and mentally. But the whole concept of keeping yourself strong means, you know, operating from a state of confidence and being proactive versus reactive. You know, the moment someone gets up in the morning and checks their email or checks their cell phone and, you know, they don't do anything else to position themselves to best be capable, then they've already started their whole day off on someone else's agenda. And that, you know, as much as that sounds like a minor thing to some people, it's a huge thing.
It's a
habit. You know, people say, I've got really bad habits, I don't exercise, or I'm not eating right, and I don't really believe in the whole concept of a bad habit. I believe in the concept of everyone has really good habits. Yeah, some have bad consequences. You know, I've said this analogy: if you wake up in the morning and you eat 2 donuts, smoke a couple of cigarettes, and you know, guzzle 2 cups of coffee, and yell at your kids or your spouse, and have an internal dialogue that says, you know, I'm too busy, I've got, you know, I'm a piece of crap, and, you know, I never succeeded anything. You've just got a really good habit of developing that mindset, that behavior. And like anything else, you know, you can develop new different rituals. They won't happen overnight, but it is a process. And if you at least pick one, you know, significant change, and you get that down, you know, and not try to do everything at once, it's really going to help you. So the reason that I had the Wake Up Productive thing added to the coaching is I knew that when people were going to become a member of Gold and Platinum, you know, first-year members, I mean, it's a foundational year. I mean, in most people's cases, it's going to take several years to undo and unravel some of the stuff that they, their behaviors. I mean, you know, and if we're all truthful with ourselves, myself included, if we look at any area of our life where we've had to make any sort of significant change, it, in most cases, it just didn't happen right away. I mean, it took a while. And when someone gets really motivated and really geared up, you know, they can get they have a lot of inspiration. But you got to have the habits coupled with, you know, the tools in order to make the most use out of it. So the reason that I wanted to have everyone get access to the Wake Up Productive is if they felt they needed that in the area of time management and overwhelm, we have a system for them. And so if you can't find it in your email, just simply email Eunice, Lisa, would that be the best person if someone doesn't have immediate access? I give out the code here, but not everyone on the line is, you know, signed up for Gold or Platinum, so I don't want to do that here. But if you need the access code, I think it's on the Platinum section in
Because I'm on Platinum right now, and I was trying to figure out where could I go into it to find that. Did it come in my box? That box of goodies?
It would have been emailed to you.
It would have been emailed. What, shoot an
email. I'll just have Gina resend it. I know she's listening to the call.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, good. Because
Dave, tell me your last name.
Estrada.
Okay. We'll get you hooked up.
Good.
Yeah, and if anyone has lost it or it went into a junk folder and you never got it, I mean, just email Gina@joepolish.com, and we'll get it to you. But that program alone, I mean, it'll really help you out. The first video is about an hour and 10 minutes, and then you're gonna watch that one video, and then for 5 days you watch anywhere from a 15 to 20 minute video, and then you watch one video every once a week for 12 weeks as you establish. You know, establish these habits, and you know, my buddy Evan is running a $20 million a year company. You know, and he's a bright guy. He knows what he's doing.
I think that's what I definitely need. I was waiting for that. I remember you mentioning that at the conference.
Yeah.
And I kept looking for that because I remember you said that we were going to get it, and I guess I missed it, and you know, maybe went into junk file. But I definitely am one of those people that need it, and yes, I need to change some habits.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and it's good you're on the call. I mean, it's never about the stuff. You know, people say, well, you know, the reason I'm not joining this or joining that or doing this or doing that is because I already got the books and I want to get caught up. And I'm like, well, you're not. I mean, you know, I could say to you right now that, you know, you're busy. I mean, why should you be on a call right now like this? Well, the exact reason you should be on a call like this is because you just asked a question that allows you to remember something that you already have, but because you're busy, you know, you didn't quite remember about it, and it's probably going to have a significant impact on your future and on your business and on your life by just having this short conversation with us, and that's the whole purpose behind a community and being a sounding board. I mean, one of the things that I've said a lot to my team is I said, you know, what we act as for a lot of our members is simply a reminder service of reminding people about the tools that they already have. I mean, the reason I hire a personal trainer is not because I don't know how to exercise. You know, hell, I've been Bill Phillips's marketing consultant for over a decade, and he's one of the top people in the world in that area. So why would I get a personal trainer? Because Joe left to Joe's own devices. It ain't that easy for Joe to, you know, I'll come up with excuses to not work out, or I'll go and I won't work out as hard. And I don't use a personal trainer every day. I mean, I worked out today with no one. I worked out by myself, not a big deal. But the point is, I do things to get help on a regular basis because I read this, you know, not only do I know this, but when I read this really fascinating book called Change or Die, it proves through empirical evidence of in all kinds of different areas that people simply don't change without getting help in any important or significant area of their life, unless they're put in a situation where they nearly die or they're in some adverse situation. People just, when people have choices or options, they typically take the path of least resistance, and they don't change without help. And so it proves that coaching is critical. And, you know, whatever you want to call it, brainstorming, coaching, mentoring, whatever, it's just doing it with smart people, with people that can help you get to where you need to go, and that sort of stuff. So
I think after a while, I think I'm going to be a born-again marketer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what I want. So cool. Yeah. Any other? Did we answer your questions?
Yeah, one last question. On the next action partnership thing, I noticed that I'm paired with somebody. What happens next?
Explain that, Lisa.
We'll connect you with Gina, and she'll give you the next action for your next action partnership.
Okay.
I love this. I don't even know. I just say Lisa, and then she says Gina.
Yeah, well, Gina handled the two calls last week while I was in Baltimore. We had a call for all the mentors and a call for all of the people who are going to be mentored. And I know they've both been uploaded on Piranha Central. But the next specific next step, I'll have that so that I don't guess and tell you the wrong thing. Gina also already sent me the ethical services review information for the address that those cards need to be sent to, and that's actually located at ethicalservicesreviews.com.
Okay, so the address is at ethicalservicesreviews.com.
Okay, thank you much for your help.
Gina just sent me another note right now, which is great that we're in the same office building right here. She said if you go to Piranha Central, click on the Platinum tab. The Next Action Partner calls are up there, and just listen to it. She said it's real clear what's happening next.
Good. Okay.
Okay,
I appreciate
cool.
your help. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day. Great Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'll take care.
Okay, Kathy, who else do we got?
Okay, our next question is from Joel. Joel, go ahead and state your question.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, how you doing, Joel?
I'm doing good. This is Joel EcoScrub. I know I've sent emails back and forth with a lot of you guys. I know Lisa most recently has replied to something that I had been stuck with goals. And first and foremost, thanks for giving all the help.
Hey, you're welcome.
And I can tell you that as far as sales go, I've had more sales this month than the previous 2 months combined.
Awesome.
So things are going good. I'm real curious, though, about joint venture partnerships with realtors in specific. I've got some realtors that I'd like to sit down and have lunch with. But what do I talk about? Obviously, the questions or the obvious stuff is, you know, what we do, what we can offer, what type of percentages we're looking at sharing with the realtors. But is there some sort of an agenda, a list of things that we should cover when we're talking with people about joint venturing?
Well, here's. Do you consider yourself an introverted person or an extrovert?
I think I'm introverted.
Okay. So, yeah, and the reason I ask is just by the nature of your question, my guess is that it's not something you typically would just enjoy doing, going out and just maybe chatting with people and doing
pretty
stuff.
Good.
So, and by the way, I mean, I'm kind of the same way, but, you know, and you've maybe heard me say this when I've spoken, is that the reason that I got myself into a situation of doing public speaking and forcing myself just to put myself out there is because as a business owner, you literally got to go and connect with people, and that's how you get checks. Now, I've figured out how to eliminate a lot of face-to-face interactions through direct response marketing using sales letters, pre-recorded messages, you know, now video, and all the other robotic ways that we can communicate and set the stage for people. So what I would do is I'd identify the people that you'd be at a – I'm going to say this in a way so it applies to everyone that's listening. Even if it's not a realtor, if you can – like I'd mentioned earlier, if you want to identify people that you would like to do joint ventures with or sit down and meet, put them all on your newsletter list.
Yep.
If you look in my 105 Strategies manual, there's some different examples of letters that you can send to joint venture prospects before you actually do the joint venture to kind of set the stage. But I'm gonna give you some suggestions more so based on what I just think would be helpful to you based on the question you asked, which is, you know, what do you talk to them about? I mean, in most cases, if they're going to meet with you, they're probably interested in you providing something to them that's going to help them sell homes. You're interested in doing something with them that's going to help you sell carpet cleaning. So, I mean, just be realistic of what the purpose is of the meeting and the relationship. Now, the way to win someone over, and I've spent a lot of time with Dan Kennedy. I've spent a heck of a lot of time with Dan Kennedy in the past. He used to write a lot of stuff for me for about 9 years. But anyway, Dan Sullivan is what I meant to say. I've spent a lot of time with Dan Sullivan, and Dan Sullivan has a couple of really powerful ways to engage people and get to the core of what is important to them. And one of them is a question called the R factor question, which is the relationship factor question. Some people call it the results factor question. Now, I'm going to give you the question if you can go ahead and write it down. So you got a pen?
Yep.
Okay. You're going to be able to tweak this letter, but I'm just going to give it to you in a way with a couple of blanks. And so the question is, if we were to meet blank time period from today, let's say 12 months from today, we'll just use that, but you can put in 3 years, 2 months, next week. If we were going to meet 12 months from today, what needs to happen both personally and professionally for you to be happy with your progress? I'll say it again. If we were to meet 12 months from today, what needs to happen both personally and professionally for you to be happy with your progress? Now, the reason I gave you the question like that is you can use this question for any sort of engagement situation, a personal situation. You can use it with your spouse. You can use it with friends. You can use it with employees. You can use it with joint venture partners. What it is it's a really powerful question that allows people to picture what a win or a realized result would look like in the future. So if you're going to sit down with a realtor and you just say, and so, hey, before we talk about my carpet cleaning services and stuff that we could do, I mean, you know, obviously you're selling real estate and times are tough right now. For some people, you know, with what you're doing, what needs to happen between now and, you know, the next 3 months for you to feel like you've really, you know, produced results in your business? And let them talk. Just see what people say. And they'll say, oh, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. Because what you want to be as a joint venture partner with anyone is you want to provide a service to their clients that makes them look good, that gives them a better possibility of servicing the client. So if the carpets look clean, the person that's selling the home is going to have a better looking home, which is going to help the realtor hopefully do a better job of selling a home that looks better than one that doesn't. So the win for the realtor is that you're going to simply improve the look, the smell, the feel of the home that they're trying to sell. Or for someone that just bought a home, you know, you're going to do the same thing and it's just simply going to make the realtor look good. Secondly, you're going to give all of the realtor's clients a free gift of a free room of carpet cleaning, which is going to then, of course, be used as a reciprocity tool by the realtor in order to make them look like a good person, and simultaneously the win will be you generating business out of it. So be real clear on, you know, you're going to help that realtor get to a bigger future result by partnering with them.
Well, I'm making the focus back on them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's don't make this about you. Yeah, you have a service to offer, and we all want money. I mean, we all want people buying our stuff, but we want to create value. And so what is the ultimate win situation for the realtor as to why they should do business with you? And tie why they should do business in with you with whatever that person expresses and where they want to be in the future. You know, I'd like to say, you know, says, well, you know, I'd be really happy if I just sold 3 homes. And you say, okay, well, you know, all I can offer to you, Bob, is that I can guarantee I will go in and make those 3 homes or all of your homes look as, you know, beautiful and smell as great as humanly possible. Speak not in carpet cleaning language. Speak in, you know, terms that, you know, they don't care about pH or anything. And if they do, you know, more stuff for you to talk about. But most people, you know, they don't think in terms of IICRC certified or, you know, any of that stuff. They just like, well, you know, make the house look better so I can sell the darn thing.
Right.
And so, you know, tie it into the benefit to them. You know, if the goal is I want to sell three homes, you know, you now have something to say, okay, here's the best thing that I can provide to you is, you know, we'll give you these certificates, put it out to your sphere of influence, that sort of thing, and make it a benefit to them. And then if you ever get into a situation where you don't know what to say and a conversation is stalled, and you're going to have to practice this. It may be awkward. The very first time you try to use this R factor question, you may seem like canned. And the goal here is to have you do it enough to where it just becomes a natural part of the conversation. I mean, when you hear me and Lisa talk, I mean, I'm kind of opening up the door here and being transparent. Are you part of Gold or Platinum by chance?
I'm Gold.
Okay. When you look at a lot of the tools that we send out and you see a lot of the things that me and Lisa are always communicating about, we're always talking about our client's bigger future. You know, when we did the coaching call yesterday, what worked, what didn't work? You know, what's working? Why is it working? What can you do more? What further actions? I mean, we're simply engaging people in dialogues that have everything to do with them. You know, me and Lisa don't get on the line. I mean, I maybe do it more than Lisa does and brag about how cool and great we are. I mean, we talk about, you know, people we know and we name drop and we do stuff like that for credibility reasons. However, we're always talking about our clients' bigger futures because that's what people care about and that's what people want. And what the best service that we could possibly do for someone is to help them reach their bigger futures and make them more capable. The best thing that you can do for one of your clients, a carpet cleaning client or a joint venture person, is help them reach their bigger future. And the only way you know what that bigger future is to simply ask them. And so when you say, you know, what does a win look like for you? Bob, we're going to talk about offering, you know, my carpet cleaning services to your clients, but I want to make sure this is a win-win situation for you. So how would you define the ultimate working relationship with any service business? Because clearly, you being in the real estate business, you've probably worked with painters and landscapers and pool service companies and electricians and carpet cleaners. What are some of the things that frustrate you? And give me some examples of people that, you know, you currently work with that you love the working relationship, and let them talk. You know, I mean, it's just engaging people in any sort of questioning that will get you, you know, an understanding of what it is they're looking for so that you can provide it. Have you been doing carpet audits?
Yes, we just started.
Think about my carpet audit. My carpet audit is nothing more than a way to engage people into a dialogue so that you can pull out of them what makes for a successful experience and covers all of their problems so that you can give them a prescription based on Socratic selling. It's all Socratic selling. I mean, we never try to force things down anyone's throat when we're talking to them. As a matter of fact, questions are 1,000 times more important than answers. So the last thing I'll give you, if you ever get stuck, is a DOS conversation, which is dangers, opportunities, and strengths. If you were to sit down with someone and say, you know, what are your biggest dangers? What are your biggest opportunities? What are your biggest strengths?
Yep.
What we're doing with, and that's something I learned from Dan Sullivan, and since Dan Sullivan has hired me on several occasions to help him with the marketing as strategic coach, I think I've had more conversations with him about this behind the scenes than probably anyone. As a matter of fact, I'm spending an entire week with him at the end of December, which I'm really looking forward to, considering I consider him the smartest, you know, entrepreneurial thinker I know. You know, but a DOS conversation is, you know, dangers, things that people are afraid of that cause fear, opportunities, things that create confidence, you know, strengths, which, what are the things that, you know, you that the person is doing already that is really good. And so whenever you talk to someone about what it is that bothers them, what are they worried about, what are their dangers, what are the obstacles, and then their opportunities, what are they excited about, what do they want to do, and then their strengths, what are the things that they're really good at, people will talk about that stuff all day long if you ask them.
Right.
And they trust you. So you need to, you know, if you find people not answering those questions for you, what they're simply doing is they're demonstrating that they don't want to have a relationship with you. So that's either there's not a connection or you're dealing with somebody that, you know, you just might not want to put the energy into to developing a relationship with. And
right.
What I've said, and you've maybe heard this on a lot of the interviews and stuff that I've done or the recordings that I've done for my marketing kits is, go out and set up meetings with 10 joint venture partners. I mean, all you need to get is one or two of them
yep.
that could add another, several thousand to $10,000 a month to your cleaning business.
That would be nice.
Yeah. And the challenge is most people simply won't even do it because they don't want to go through the initial awkwardness of doing something that they've never done before for the first time. You know, I have people that will literally, they won't mail out a proven sales letter, and they'll be Piranha members for 2 or 3 years before they finally send out the I miss you letter. And then they send it out, and they're like, damn. Why didn't I do that before? Well, the reason they didn't do it before is because they just weren't in the mindset. They did it on their own time. So does that give you some food for thought and some strategy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and do it. And,
absolutely.
And don't expect it to be perfect. You know, go out and be willing to, have the first one be a little awkward. But, you're going to be so much better. A lot of this is like asking someone that you really care about, and you don't want to get rejected on a first date. But, it's like Wayne Gretzky says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right.
So just do it and do the best you can. And if the best you can doesn't get the result, you're at least that much closer because you now have the experience to draw on and keep having those conversations and practice. Practice asking other people that are important to you about their bigger future.
Right.
Say, hey. What needs to go to your spouse, go to your kids. What needs to happen a year from now or this school year for you to feel happy with your results? And
yeah, that's
let
exactly
them talk.
What's running through my mind right now. I could practice this on anybody.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the beauty of it. It's not manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless your intended result is designed to create no value for anyone except you. I mean, it's a real sincere way to, find out what's going on with people. I mean, the only people that consistently do this also are people that actually care about the people that they're talking to.
Right.
I mean, because people that don't care about you don't ask you about your future. All they're trying to do is shove down your throat what they're trying to sell to you. That's why when you go to any sort of selling situation where there's high pressure, they're not trying to ask you, what's important to you about a television in your living room. They're like, no, let me show you this one. It's on sale, and you get this, and you're like, get away from me. I hate this.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, cool. Well, thank you for asking the question. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, we only got a few more minutes, so Kathy, let's not take any more questions that come in, but how many do we have in the queue?
We have no more questions pending.
Oh, wow. Okay, perfect, Lisa. I could say what we did yesterday. Well, we'll take one more, and then we ended up going an extra time.
Well, I have a question from the Ask Joe Polish.
Go ahead.
Which is, what's the best way to contact insurance adjusters now seeing that all the insurance companies want them to use the green trucks or the yellow trucks? And this actually brings up a conversation that I had the other day because I had a water damage incident at my house out here in Phoenix. We pulled 15 gallons of water out of the roof. Was up in the ceiling, actually not the roof, in the ceiling from the upstairs. There was a leak, and it was a little moist. And someone had come in and put an air mover and said it would dry out, but we poked a hole in it and pulled 15 gallons of water out of it, so obviously they didn't know what they were doing. But in talking with the company who was bringing the stuff out and telling me what the insurance company would or would not pay for, and him and hawing about how he always has to keep his prices low because insurance companies won't pay for things like an air scrubber and items like that, I told them that his issue was not an insurance company issue. His issue is a marketing issue, and he should be creating education-based marketing materials for the consumer, the homeowner, to explain to them why certain pieces of equipment need to be used or certain systems need to be used in, during the restoration efforts, so that I'm telling them what to use. I'm renting this house, but when I got a hold of the insurance adjuster, I told him specifically what I wanted done in that house and all the reasons why, and it became the money issue was removed from that because I was the one demanding to make the area livable and asking for specific items to be utilized. And so when anyone has complaints on that end about, and it's always easy to pick on the insurance companies and say that they're the ones that ultimately have control in all of this scenario, and even in this question that's being asked, it's like, how do I get a hold of the insurance adjusters? They only want to be using the green trucks and the yellow trucks. Why not bypass the insurance adjusters and be going to the end user and having your educational systems outreaching the homeowner? Because when my home floods, I don't want to sit there and give ultimate control to my insurance adjuster if I know that I have somebody I already trust and know is knowledgeable and then would insist that I want to be using the company that I trust, because the particular insurance company that's handling this claim gave no guidance at all for the homeowner on who to use, my landlord. He just picked somebody randomly out of the book, which is one of the reasons why it didn't get handled right from the get-go, because he wasn't even advised to use a certified company. So my point on this was just that you can come up with strategies to reach the insurance adjusters, and there's a whole bunch of recommendations that have been made on Piranha Central and the forum back and forth on different strategies for that. But you should also be honing what region that you work in and who are the homes that you're already in and cleaning, and educate them that you offer restoration services so that when they do have those issues, they know to call you right away.
Yep, exactly. And, I mean, you know, it's kind of, and this is not specifically about adjusters. It's just specifically about positioning. You know, you take Tony and Mary Miller, who have a 25% market share in their contract cleaning company in Cincinnati. You know, the Dream Manager folks that were just awesome, you know, they don't give bids. They just don't, and they don't compete at the level that everyone else competes with, and they have a 25% market share of the entire city. I mean, they're the ones. And, you know, it goes to show you that it's the Henry Ford quote, which too bad he's not around to run, you know, the current auto industry in America. But, you know, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And you have to first think outside of the box. When you make, you know, ServiceMaster or ServPro, you know, the reason that you can't get into the adjusters, you've already created an obstacle. And it may be a real obstacle, but, you know, how big of an obstacle it is based on, you know, how much power you give to someone else versus what can you personally be responsible for. And so what you said about education-based marketing, you know, critical. I mean, you take Kevin and Anissa and Ron with Mobile Clean. I mean, they're doing, you know, they're doing free restoration jobs, you know, in their community for people that simply have no insurance, and they're using the PR from that, and they're, you know, developing and bonding, you know, very powerfully with you know, the community. As a result of doing that, that's completely innovative and something that most people would never think to do. But, you know, Anissa, you know, bless her heart, you know, she would always say, well, you know, Joe told me to try this, and everything that I've done so far he says works, so we tried it here, and, you know, they did a job, and guess what? They got all this PR, and it worked, and they got their team engaged. And so education-based marketing, bonding with the adjusters, going and having a conversation like I had just described, where you ask the adjuster, you know, what are the things that frustrate you about restoration companies? What would be, you know, an ideal working relationship with someone? I mean, simply ask them questions and talk about them and their fears, their dangers, their opportunities, and their strengths before you get to trying to get them to do business with you. And guess what? If you have that sort of dialogue with them, they're going to be way more apt to have a conversation about doing business with you if your main approach is focusing on how it's going to create value for them, not how is it going to create value for you. And lazy or ignorant marketers resort to price for lack of knowing what else to communicate. And that's not because these people are bad. It's not because they're dumb. You know, some cases it is. However,
they just don't know any different.
Yeah, and same when I first started. I mean, when I first started my cleaning business, two rooms in the hall, $39.95, you know, we'll beat any advertised price. I had a flyer that said we'd beat any. I actually thought people clean carpets for $5.95 a room back in 1990, and I got the shit beat out of me, you know, a lot of times before it finally dawned on me that they really don't intend to clean for that, you know. But, I mean, everyone has, you know, certain things, but, again, that's why you're engaging in this conversation with us. That's why we have this whole community. So questions like that, you know, really good questions, and we hope that you can see the positioning here. The majority of the obstacles that exist are not out there. They're inside your own head. And if you can come to grips with that and improve what's going on in your head and be more resourceful there and utilize the tools that we have made available, it's, you know, that's how you basically differentiate yourself from everyone else.
I was going to add one more little tip there, and this piggybacks on the sticker idea that we always recommend to putting your sticker on somebody's vacuum cleaner that says, you know, are you dirty carpet, or are you fed up with your dirty carpet, and then it has your phone number there. It's just an easy place to not only remind them of your cleaning services, but give them a reason to just call right there, the number's right there, so they don't have to go try to find any Yellow Page ad or anything else. And for restoration companies, that can be used by putting a big sticker on their water heater, putting a magnet on their refrigerator, because those are going to be your most likely leak problems, your washing machine hose, the water heater hose on the refrigerator, especially the ice makers, are always a leaking problem. A big sticker and have them put it on the front of their Yellow Page book, so that if you're in their home and say, hey, just in case you ever have water damage in your house, this way you're not spending any money on the Yellow Pages at all. You just spend it on the sticker and then plop it on the front of their book that they have handy, so that they know where to, when they go to grab it in that panic, they don't even have to open it up because your name's right there.
Exactly. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. And I'm sitting here reading the, because I get communications from Eunice, and she's like, someone called about coaching in Platinum. Why don't you mention it on the call so we can sell more people into coaching? So, sorry I had to say that, Eunice, but you know what? I love selling things. So just for the benefit of selling anyone else, if anyone is interested in joining coaching or Platinum, if you're lucky, you'll get accepted. You have to actually fill out an application. We do have an application on Rich Cleaner blog. If you go to the section under products, you can check out that there, or you can just simply call us at 480-858-0008. I think it's the Wake Up Productive thing that that probably made some people curious about it. But yeah, when you're part of Gold or Platinum, you have access to some amazing tools on a literally daily basis. And we give you a toolbox that is filled with tools that will never cost you anything. Piranha Marketing is a school for entrepreneurs that pays you to attend, and we are, you know, we just hope that we can engage your mind and stimulate your thinking and help you improve your habits so that you can make more money and be a better entrepreneur and basically eliminate your competition entirely. That is one of the goals, and in spite of it being a really hard time for a lot of people out there, we've very much appreciate people that are putting their time and their energy into being better entrepreneurs. I think the best protection that you could ever have in any area of your life, especially in difficult times where there's recessions or the economy or any sort of adversity, is to keep your confidence high. As the your number one job as an entrepreneur is to keep yourself in a state of high confidence and capability so that you can perform not only well in your own life, but for your employees, for your family, for your clients, for your vendors. People rely on you, and so that's why you want to keep yourself in a constant state of high confidence, and hopefully we provide that on a large or even a small scale for many of you. And it's now that time. Thanksgiving is in a day after next, and on behalf of myself, my entire team at Piranha Marketing, who are all awesome, awesome people that love helping and working with our clients and seeing all the progress that we make. I just want to sincerely thank everybody for being a Piranha member. Thank you, Lisa. You always do a fabulous job. And
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, and you know, please go look at our new blog. We're every day we're tweaking things, changing things. We're going to literally make that the best, you know, community blog in existence in the world for professional cleaners. And so, please look at the videos that we've posted up there. Watch the video with Dean Jackson. Leave your comments. Watch some of the videos we posted. I think it's all very useful and very helpful, and it'll reiterate everything that you've learned, what we've talked about here. And that's it. Any final last words from you, Lisa?
Post some comments on the blog when you do go there, because we'd really like to get your feedback on the things that we're sharing there. And any questions you have, go to askjoepolish.com, and we're handling a lot of those questions as they come in.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to unmute the line so we can say goodnight to everybody.
Awesome.
Did everyone enjoy the call?
Hey.
Yeah. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving.